Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Two big news stories for today's show. First, this evening, Brian Rohrbaugh, Columbine dad Brian Rohrbaugh, will be on The O'Reilly Factor, and that is exciting. If you can catch it, you're going to want to tune in to the Fox News Channel. Brian appeared on CBS Evening News with Katie Couric just, 2 days ago now? And what a powerful segment. And in fact, we found out, and the media has been interested in this, that Katie Couric actually called Brian Rohrbaugh directly. He had been on repeatedly on the Today Show. And after his appearances on the show, you'd see her snarling because she doesn't really like conservative Christians all that much. But wow, giving Brian the opportunity to explain why it is that we have an epidemic of school violence. And the media, the blogs on the internet have been abuzz. And so tonight, as a result of this, Brian is going to be on The O'Reilly Factor with Bill O'Reilly, and apparently in the very first segment of the show. So that's really exciting. And he'll be able to, Lord willing, he'll be able to take the argument further, connecting the dots that when you have a lawless society, when it's legal to kill unborn children, when our culture affirms suicide, then the consequence is an epidemic of violence. And that's what we are suffering from. The other news story, and this is big, I need two people to help me tell this story, is that the local chapter of the Komen Breast Cancer Foundation had a meeting last week with Colorado Right to Life and local pro-lifers. So we have two people helping me, one in studio, Joe Scott. Joe, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Thanks, Bob.
Joe is a well-known pro-life activist known all over the country. And by phone, the vice president of Colorado Right to Life, Leslie Hanks. Leslie.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Les.
Thanks so much for joining us. This is rather extraordinary because the two sides are, they don't normally get along. The Komen Breast Cancer Foundation, they fund Planned Parenthood, and the pro-lifers in Denver and Colorado Right to Life were against Planned Parenthood. So let's talk through the meeting, what was discussed, and we'll figure out how this fits in the battle to try to stop abortion. So let's start with how, with the meeting. Where do we start, Leslie?
Well, I guess we just start with the extraordinary nature of the Susan G. Komen Foundation contacting Colorado Right to Life. I think it may be precedented anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
You know, we've sort of had a loose cadre of committed pro-lifers that have had a presence at the Race for the Cure. Oh, I think it's been for about the last 5 years. Joe can help me remember if I'm right about that. We did a truth truck about 5 years ago, and then that gentleman went out of business, and for the last 3 or 4 years, we've just distributed literature, and, you know, we just make a tiny dent in the amount of people that are there. Last year, I think they had 60,000 people in attendance.
Yeah, they have 60,000 people. Now, Joe Scott, when people come by, the whole march comes by, so they see the signs, and you guys hand out literature.
Right. We hand out literature informing women of the breast cancer abortion link along with our signs that say the same thing. So it's an informational picket is how you would classify it. It's not a protest, stop going to Komen or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's
explaining the link between abortion, the risk factor, and breast cancer.
Right.
All right, so it seems, Leslie Hanks, it seems that, of course, the Komen people don't like this happening at their Race for the Cure.
They don't, but interestingly, in our meeting, they the individual who is their publicity coordinator, I think her name's Dana,
Dana Brandorf.
Brandorf, yeah. She slipped a little bit. She said they believe in free speech, and she said in the past few years she started to say aloud, and then she stopped herself, but I finished it for her. I said, oh, you've allowed us to be there.
Yeah, that was just incredible to me that she had to. She stopped herself mid-word.
Yeah, as though, right, you guys don't need her permission to speak freely in the city of Denver. And so, okay, so how did the meeting, the fact that the meeting took place is extraordinary. So how did it go and what were the topics discussed?
Well, I think it went extremely well. We were delighted to be joined by two very, very well-known and so well-informed individuals in this battle that it's just, I can't say it's anything short of being a miracle, but Joe and I and another board member, Philip Hendricks from Colorado Right to Life, were joined by our banquet speaker. This weekend we had a big event, Eve Sanchez-Silver, who is a medical researcher.
And she resigned from the Komen Foundation 2 years ago.
She did.
Because the organization denies the scientific studies showing the link between abortion and breast cancer, and also because they provide funding to Planned Parenthood.
That's correct.
So she resigned from Komen, so she's there at the meeting. That's extraordinary. Was anyone else there?
Well, actually, we were fortunate enough that we were able to contact Dr. Joel Brind, who's Ph.D., from Baruch College, New York City, and he is the world's foremost expert on the abortion-breast cancer connection.
Mm-hmm.
And he, of course, was quite competent and able to share some very pertinent facts, as was Ms. Silver. And Joe and I piled in whenever we could, and Philip was very helpful in discussing with... they actually brought their grants person along, and they went out of their way to try to persuade us that they're no longer funding Planned Parenthood, but we, of course, were armed with documentation to prove otherwise, and Philip has a past as an auditor, and so he was quite competent in disputing some of the claims that their granting person...
So their grant chairman is J.P. Pettinelli.
Right.
And I guess the public relations gal and J.P., we're saying Planned Parenthood is not a current grantee of Komen's Denver chapter, and you guys pulled out the documentation.
Yeah, I actually have a beautiful report done by Indianapolis Right to Life, and they put the report out more than a year ago, maybe even a year and a half ago, and I contacted their president of Indianapolis Right to Life, Joan Bynum. I'm sorry, I'm saying that wrong, Byrum. And ask her if they had an addendum, anything new that they had added to this report in light of the fact that this was dated August 18th, 2005. And I told her we were contacted by Komen and that we were having this meeting, and I wondered if they had anything more current. And so I just pulled out the August 2006 addendum that they had created, and we had, I'll just read you three lines here from Colorado. Susan G. Komen, Aspen affiliate grants to Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains in 2005 and 2006. Susan G. Komen, Denver affiliate grants to Boulder Valley Women's Health Center, which is an abortion clinic.
Right,
that says
exactly.
2006.
Mm-hmm.
Summit County Family Planning at Summit Medical Center distributes emergency contraception and does referrals for abortions. That was dated 2006. And then Susan G. Komen, North Colorado affiliate grants to Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains in 2006.
All right, so when they said that Planned Parenthood is not a current grantee, that's not exactly true. In fact, they've been receiving thousands of dollars, not only Planned Parenthood, but also the other abortion clinics in the state.
Right, and Bob, another point that we were able to make that I think is very pertinent and that people need to be aware of and watching for is the fact that they are in the Quad Cities area, I believe it's Iowa. They found out recently that they are giving to third parties, and then the third parties are shuffling the money back to Planned Parenthood. Grants were given from Quad Cities Komen affiliate to the Louisa County Health Department, who then handed over the funds to Planned Parenthood. So I think we're going to see a lot more of that.
Well, I guarantee that is going on. We know from the pattern of following these groups for all these years, and then Eve Sanchez-Silver showed Komen documentation that the national organization altogether, as Komen Foundation nationally, has given as much as $475,000 in a single year just to Planned Parenthood.
That's right.
So obviously there's significant women are out there racing for the cure. They're walking in the streets through sunshine or rain, and that money is being taken, a significant part of it, and given to abortion providers, and abortion increases a woman's risk for breast cancer.
That's right. And one of the things that Joel Brin had stated, I don't know that he stated it in our meeting, but I had spent some time with him. I was blessed to spend 20 or 30 minutes with him on the phone before we actually had the meeting, and he wanted to make the point that Planned Parenthood operates the largest chain of human slaughterhouses in the nation, and I think that's a particularly important way for us to begin to speak about what Planned Parenthood really does, because as we learned at our Stop Planned Parenthood workshop this weekend, it's just incredible how mainstream America really thinks that Planned Parenthood's not that bad.
Right, and we need to make it clear at every turn that they are the largest abortion provider, which means they get paid to kill kids, unborn children, in America. All right, so the meeting itself, it sounds like that's the financial aspect. They were going to say, hey, we don't fund Planned Parenthood and hope you guys would just go away. Joe Scott, did you guys end up just deciding to give it up?
No, absolutely not. In fact, we were energized by the meeting to continue with our efforts and perhaps increase them.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things that I was most shocked about in the meeting was their lack of knowledge about anything to do with breast cancer.
Hmm.
And when we brought subjects up, they had no knowledge of it.
So this is the chairman, the guy who decides how to give out the grants, and their PR gal. So
right.
You think between those two, they should know a lot about breast cancer.
If you are in an organization like the Prevention of Breast Cancer, you have actually a passion for it, I would think, mm-hmm. and you would know something about what you're doing.
Right. Now, in a moment, if we could, I'd like to get back to what it was they were unfamiliar with, because that's rather telling. And I'm going to take another call from Castle Rock. Jim Anderson, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Well, hi, Bob. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you, Jim. Now, Jim is with LifeCommercials.com. And, Jim, we've got Life Commercials has a golf tournament coming up on Saturday that's rather extraordinary.
We do at Arrowhead Golf Club.
Here.
And we're going to have registration at 11 in the morning, and then we'll have lunch. And then we'll have 18 holes out on one of the premier courses in Colorado.
The premier course, I've had people tell me that Arrowhead is probably the nicest place in the state to golf.
Pretty hard to beat it. You know, it's nestled in those beautiful red rocks and the canyon, and they've done a wonderful job with the landscaping. And it's just absolutely a lovely course.
Mm-hmm. And so this is Tournament for Life. This is going to help LifeCommercials.com keep those fabulous TV commercials coming and airing, and also the extraordinary work done on the Internet.
Well, this particular event, we are focused on doing a media buy here in Denver before year-end, and we're hoping to receive enough contributions and raise enough funds from this tournament to be able to underwrite that media buy. And in addition, of course, we do have our regular coverage on our website at www.lifecommercials.com, where people can see our spots on the Internet anytime, 24 hours a day.
And that's right. And, Jim, that's one of my favorite websites out there. And the extraordinary thing is you just go and you click. These commercials play so beautifully over the web, and women respond when they search for abortion, the morning after pill, Plan B. They go, they're looking for information. They play those commercials, and they get the pro-life message, and then they're clicking through to the option line where they're able to talk to a living human being who tells them that you don't have to kill your baby to be loved. There are people who will help you.
Well, you know, Bob, every day in the United States and abroad, women face unplanned pregnancy. And unfortunately, so much of what they hear is why they cannot have their child. When they happen to go on the internet and look whether it has to do with the subject of unplanned pregnancy or abortion or whatever, our website pops up oftentimes on the first page at many of the sites. And the women, when they get to our website, see that there is hope, and it does not include abortion. We have a link on our website called the Option Line, and we've got some statistics for you this afternoon that I think you're going to be really delighted to hear about in respect to how many women are choosing life.
Yeah, go ahead. And this is Jim Anderson with LifeCommercials.com.
Yes. Well, for example, I'm going to take you back 1 year of September 2005. We had the total hits for that month was 12,101, and that equated to about 3,448 visitors. 1 year later, September of this year, we received 31,298 hits, which is about 7,000 visitors. Now, the interesting thing is, out of that 7,000 visitors, of course, many of those are women with unplanned pregnancies. We have the capability on our website to actually be able to track the number of people that go to the option line to look for life-saving options to keep their child. Mm. And during the month of September, we averaged anywhere between 8 and 10 women a day.
8 and 10 women a day going through to the option line. And we know that the option line, where they could talk to a living human being, and they have a tremendous record of convincing women, don't kill your child, it's wrong, and it will ruin your life.
Yeah, well, actually, that is a conservative estimate of the number that choose life. We actually have between 55 and 60 hits a day on that option line, and we know that many of them are simply gathering information.
Right.
But CareNet, which handles the option line nationwide, tells us that about between 8 and 10 of the people that we refer over there each day decide to choose for life. And, of course, between 250 and 300 children a month, which is over 2,000 a year.
Oh, my. So this is a powerful way to use the Internet to show women the alternative, that what you're considering is wrong, and here are people who are willing to talk and help with you. And so that's the point of this Tournament for Life on Saturday at Arrowhead Golf Course, is to come on out, enjoy a great lunch together, and then go out and, is it 18 holes?
It is 18 holes, and if anybody still wants to get in, all they have to do is go to our website, and it shows them how to register.
All right, LifeCommercials.com. And I think it's normally over $100 to play at that course. So this is it $95?
Well, it's more than $100, and that doesn't include lunch. But our guests are going to, for $95, not only get to play 18 holes at one of the most beautiful golf courses ever with a wonderful group of people, but they're going to get lunch. They're also going to get golf shirts, golf balls, and some other prizes.
Wow. Okay. All right. So, Jim, fabulous event. And you know what? I love it because it's creative. It's pro-lifers thinking outside of the box. What can we do to fight the fight?
Well, thank you very much, Bob. I'm very happy to talk to you about it, and we appreciate your covering it.
All right. God bless you, Jim. Jim Anderson, I appreciate that. And again, the commercial to register for the tournament, it's not too late. And you don't have to be a golf pro. You don't have to be a golf pro because it's going to be fun. So go to lifecommercials.com. And if you need to call us, we'll let you register through Bob and Yart Live. If you don't have immediate access to the internet, just call us at 800-8-NYART. That's 800-836-9278. Now to the phone with Leslie Hanks and Joe Scott. Joe, you mentioned what it was like to see that these people didn't understand about basic human biology.
No, they did not. They did not know that the breast is an immature organ, and it doesn't even go into the final stages of maturation until the 32nd week of pregnancy, when the cells are differentiated for milk-producing glands.
And that's crucial because when the mammary glands become mature, they're way less susceptible to carcinogens, to coming down with breast cancer. So the fact that they don't know when that happens shows that they basically don't understand
breast physiology, simple breast physiology. They didn't understand. They were shocked. And we had to give them information showing what the breast physiology is. Eve gave it to them, actually.
Leslie Hanks, to be fair, they had two of the world's leading experts there at that meeting, Eve Sanchez-Silver, formerly with Komen, and Professor Joel Brind. So it's not surprising they didn't know as much, but it seemed from the reports I heard about the meeting that they knew hardly anything about the risks.
Maybe Joe is being more charitable than I'm feeling like being. I think that we've been trying to get the word out about this for enough years that I know they've seen one of those pieces of literature that we've...
Right.
I know somebody has seen the literature that's out there. So it's hard for me to believe that they have never heard what they heard there that day. But they did, I must admit, seem remarkably uninformed and just so focused on, we want to have a great event. That was the whole reason they wanted to get together with us. And they want to honor the women who died. Well, that's a laudable goal, I guess. But,
right.
You know, we kept saying things like, well, it's comparable to having a walk for lung cancer and yet telling people, go ahead and keep smoking, but we'll keep walking. It's just nuts. I said, you're so remiss in your mission. You're not giving the main reason that people should be avoiding something that's going to be the biggest risk factor.
Leslie, I was just flabbergasted when they continued to repeat to us that they are interested in the cure.
And not the prevention.
Not the prevention.
I believe it's the public relations gal, Dana Brandorf. She said, and I got a quote here from you guys because I wasn't at the meeting, but she said, we tend to focus on the cure. We're focusing our energies on that rather than the preventative. I mean, they got a PR meltdown there with that statement.
Yeah.
I think they need a new PR woman. This was startling. We tend to focus on the cure. We're focusing our energies on that rather than the preventative.
I got a recording of that meeting, and I took that off word for word off of the copy I have of the recording.
So it's rather extraordinary that Komen's Denver public relations person would say we're focusing on the cure, not on prevention. And it really turns out to be true because estrogen is a known risk factor for breast cancer, and they promote Plan B, the morning after pill, which is steroids and estrogen.
And estrogen is already been stated scientifically to be a carcinogen.
Mm-hmm.
That was Dr. Brin's main thing. He said, why in the world would you ever fund the organization that their two main goals is to give out steroidal agents, which are harmful to women, and to do abortions, which are harmful to women, and throw in the fact that they're killing children at the same time. I mean,
right.
you, there in no way can anybody of good conscience think that that makes any sense.
Well, then also, Professor Brind is correcting an error on the Komen website, komen.org. They have this quote. They say that the breast is mature after puberty. And he just was in shock that they would say that because their own website, in another sentence, shows that that's not true because it explains that the maturing process happens when the physiology of being able to produce milk. That's the process of maturing, and that doesn't happen until the third trimester.
Well, I wonder if they put that on there after we gave them that information.
Well, no, they still have the contradiction.
Okay.
That their website says to this very minute, we just looked at it before showtime, that the breast is mature after puberty. That's not true.
Right.
That happens during the third trimester of pregnancy, and abortion prevents that maturing, leaving, and this is the point Joel Brind is making, leaving the woman with more of the undifferentiated cells that she has which means she's vulnerable to carcinogens, and that increases her risk of breast cancer.
Right. But I thought you said that they actually had something on there about the maturation process being completed.
I did. They do. But it's a contradiction.
It's a contradiction, and their actual explanation of the maturation process is not clear.
It's not clear, and you could see why they wouldn't want to be clear, and they would want to say that the breast is mature after puberty,
right?
Because they want to make women think that abortion is not a risk factor,
right?
So yeah, the mature breast is necessary to reduce your risk for breast cancer, but don't worry, that happens by puberty. That's not true. Joel Brind, who's the nation's leading expert endocrinology in abortion as a risk factor, he said it's the hormones released in the third trimester of pregnancy at 32 weeks that begin the final maturation process, and that's what protects a woman. And an abortion prevents this, and so that leaves the woman with more undifferentiated cells than she had before.
Absolutely.
Right. After that meeting, I was encouraged to go look at their website because I couldn't believe the amount of knowledge they didn't have about breast cancer. And when you go through that website, there's a lot of it on there that's garbly-gook. There's no disconnect. There's a ton of disconnects on that site. It's just amazing to me.
All right. So, Leslie Hanks, the race is coming up on Sunday. And so the plan is to do whatever is possible to warn women that abortion is a major risk factor for breast cancer.
That's right.
That's what you guys will be doing, all right?
We will be doing that in every way we know how.
Well, thank you. Now, I got to be at church on Sunday morning.
Well, we'll sadly not be with you, but we'll be on the battlefield.
But you guys will stand in for me out on the street.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for letting us share.
Sure thing. God bless you. Leslie Hanks, Vice President of Colorado Right to Life, and Joe Scott. So you guys will be there. Will you give us a report after the march, after the race?
Sure, we will.
At church. And then, hey, after church, we have a painting party at the new Bob and Yurt Live studios. So that'll
be
fun.
There.
After church, after Denver Bible Church this Sunday, we'll have a good time. Come on out and help us. Hey, Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school in Arvada, Maranatha.